to Daf Chav Zayin Amud Beis of Maseches Tainus. We are up to V'Yisrael Shabbosa Mishmar. I guess the stories are over. The stories were good, but I guess I don't know. V'Yisrael Shabbosa Mishmar Miskansin Barei and V'Karn B'Maisa Bereshis. So he said the Yisraelim in that Mishmar would gather together in their cities and they would read the Maisa Bereshis. They would read the account of creation of the world. So Minani Mili, what does reading Maisa Bereshis have anything to do with encouraging the Karbanos being born in the Beis Hamikdash? You're reading about the creation of the world. What does it have to do with the Karbanos? So, Amar Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha, Amar Rav Asi, Il Mole Ma'amados, had it not been for the Karbanos that they set up these Ma'amados for, Lo Nuskaimu Shemayim Va'aretz, the heavens and earth wouldn't last. Meaning, God created the world, and without Karbanos, the world cannot continue. Shemar Vayom Rashem Elokim Ba'mei Daki Rishena. Oh, this is a famous Gemara, that the Pasuk says, by the Bris Ben Absarim, God was making a deal with Abraham. And Abraham says to God, God, how do you showed me this beautiful land. How do I know my children are going to get this land? What do I know? What's my sign? Amar Avram, Ribono Shel, Master of the Universe, Shema Yisrael Chotel Vanecha, Toslam Kedar Amabel. For all I know, my children are going to sin, and you're going to do to them like you did to the Dor Amabel. You're going to wipe them all out. Uchadar Aflagar, you're going to do to them like you did to the generation of the Dor Aflagar of the Tower of Babel, where you're going to wipe them all out or scatter them. Amar Le HaKadosh Baruch says, Love. No, I'm not going to do that. Amar Levan of Ribono Shalom, Hodieni Bamei Roshena. Let me know what's going to be their zechus if they do all these averos. So how are they going to know that they're going to inherit this land? Amar Le Hashem said back to him, Kechal Liegla Mishuleshes Veiz Mishuleshes. Go bring some karbanos. Amar Lefanov. So what was Hashem telling him? They'll always have karbanos. Don't worry about that. They'll always have karbanos. So Amar Lefanov. Avram says to Hashem, Ribono Shalom. Tenach b'zman shebeis hamikdash kayam. They'll always have karbanos. Yeah, that's great when the beis hamikdash is around. B'zman shein beis hamikdash kayam matei aleim. What's going to be when they don't have a beis hamikdash? Amar lo, Hashem says to Avram Avinu, Kivarti kantilem seder karbanos. I set up for them parshios of karbanos that describe the karbanos. B'zman shekorin ben lefanai malani aleim ki ilu ekrivim. Underline that concept. B'zman shekorin ben lefanai malani. When they read these parshios of karbanos, I consider it as if they brought these karbanos to me. Hashem says it's as if they were makriv these karbanos, and that's why it's so important that we say karbanos each and every morning. We say karbanos because that's the kiyum of karbanos that we know we're going to get our soul back with. V'ani mochalem al kol avonoseim, and I will forgive them for all of their sins. Main point number one. Avram Avinu is promised by Hashem that his children will get Eretz Yisrael in the zchus of karbanos, or at least saying karbanos, learning karbanos. Again, Avram is promised by Hashem that his children will get Eretz Yisrael either in the zchus of karbanos, or at least in the zchus of saying the karbanos. Tan Rabbanan, we have a brisa. Anshe Mishmar, the people of the Mishmar that were in Yerushalayim, and Mispalin al Karban Acheim, with daven for the Karban of their brethren, Sheiskabel Veratzon, the Karban that is supposed to be for all of Klal Yisrael, that should be accepted. Vanshe Maimid, and the 24 Mishmaros that gathered in their cities, the people from the Maimid, Miskansen the Beis HaKnesses of Yoshin Arba Tainios, would gather together in Shul and would fast four fasts. Basheni Bishabis, Bashlishi, Barvi'i, Uva Chamishi, they would fast Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. So what do they daven each day? Basheni, on Monday, they would daven al Yordei Ayam, that people who travel by sea shouldn't be damaged by the sea, that they shouldn't, their boats shouldn't sink. Bashlishi, on Tuesday, al Holchei Midbaros, they would daven for people who travel through a desert. Baravi'i, on Wednesday, al Askara, they would focus their tefillos on people who had a certain disease, a stomach or a throat ailment rather, called Askara. Shalotipol al Atinokos, that children shouldn't get that horrible disease. Bachamishi, and on Thursdays, al Ubros Sumanikos, they would daven for pregnant and nursing women. Ubaros Shaloyapilu, for pregnant women that they shouldn't miscarry. Menikos Shianikos Bineim, and nursing women that they should be able to supply a proper amount of milk to nourish their children. Ube'erev Shabbos lo yimasanim. But on Friday there was no fasting in B'nai Kavod Shabbos because of the honor of Shabbos. You don't want to go into Shabbos all sad and hungry. Kal v'chomer b'Shabbos atzma. And certainly there was no fasting on Shabbos itself. Aye, but be'echad b'Shabbos my time alone. Why didn't they fast on Sunday? Some Rabbi Yochanan mipnei notesrim. That they didn't fast on Sundays because of the Christians that made Sunday their day, their yontif. So if Klal Yisrael were to fast on that day, the Christians would get all upset that it's like you're mourning our holy day. Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani Amar mipnei shehu shlishi liyitzira, that Adam Arishon was created on Erev Shabbos, and therefore Sunday was his third day on this earth. So on that day, a person is very weak. On his third day on this earth, a person is very weak, so we don't want to fast on Sunday. Sundays, you ever notice in yeshiva on Sunday, people are a little more tired, a little more out of it than they are during the week. It's probably because of this, I would guess. Or maybe not, but it might have to do with it. On Sundays, we're assumed to be a little weaker. No, it's because of the Neshama Yisera, important concept, Neshama Yisera. You know what the Neshama Yisera is? Good, the extra Neshama we get for Shabbos and perhaps for Yantav also. Machlok is Rishonim, whether you get it for Yantav. That's why we have a Besamim, Matzai Shabbos, to comfort us on the loss of the Neshama Yisera. So Reish Lakish says it's because of the Neshama Yisera. Dam Reish Lakish, Neshama Yisera, Nitno Baba Adam Erev Shabbos. Reish Lakish says the Neshama Yisera is given to a person on Erev Shabbos, Ubu Matzai Shabbos, Notlano Samimenu. And a Motzai Shabbos is taken away from him. Shenemar Shavas Vayinafash. The pasuk says Shavas Vayinafash. Kivan Shavas. Once a person observes Shabbos, once Shabbos is over, rather, and Motzai Shabbos comes, Vay of the Nefesh. Oy vey, we lost our Nefesh. We lost our Neshama Yisera. So let's make a main point out of this. The Mamados would fast Monday through Thursday and daven for specific things. This is going to be a long one. They would fast Monday through Thursday and daven for specific things. Not Friday, because you don't want to be depressed going into Shabbos. Obviously not Shabbos. And not Sunday, either because of the Christians, or because we're all weak, or because we're already upset with the loss of the Neshama Yisera. So again, not Sunday, three reasons why it might not be Sunday. Now, we don't fast Sunday either because the Christians will get mad or because we're already weak, because remember it was the third day of our creation, so we're already weak, or because it's too depressing after losing the Neshama Yisera to then fast on Sunday, to fast on Sunday also. Okay, the Mishnah said, Vayom HaRishon, on the first day, the people of the Maimud would read Bereishis Vayihi Rakia, those sections of the Chumash. Tana Bereishis Bishnayim, the section of Bereishis, that first few set of psukim, there would be two people who get the aliyah. You divide it into two aliyos. Yirakia be'echad, and the section that starts Yirakia, that's given as only one aliyah. So Gemara says, wait a second. If you open up a chumash and you look at those parshios, Bishlama Yirakia be'echad. I understand why the section of Yirakia is only one aliyah, because t'lasa psuke havu. It's only three psukim, so it can only be one aliyah. El Bereishis b'shnayim, but how can Bereishis be two aliyos? Chamisha psukei avyon. You open up a chumash, look at that first little section before you have the first break. It's only five psukim. So how can you have two aliyos? V'tanya, kari b'tari aliyah chas mishosh psukim. Every aliyah's got to be at least three psukim long. How can you take five psukim and turn it into two aliyos? So the Gemara says two ways to answer this. Rav Amar Doleg. Rav says you skip backwards. First guy reads psukim aleph, beis, and gimel. Then the second guy reads gimel again, dal and hey. So that way you could, like we do on Rosh Chodesh, exactly. Shmuel amar posek. Shmuel says, no, you cut pasuk gimel in half. You have the first guy read two and a half psukim, so it's like three. And you have the second guy read the other two and a half psukim. So says the Gemara, okay, why does each one not like the other guy's opinion? Viravda amar doleg, my time alone amar posek. Rav, who says that you're supposed to repeat one of the psukim, why doesn't he just say to cut that middle pasuk in half? So answers the Gemara, kasavar, very important concept now, called psuka de lo paske Moshe, anan lo paskinan le. Any pasuk that Moshe Rabbeinu didn't divide, we are not allowed to divide. You can't cut psukim in half. If Moshe Rabbeinu didn't cut the pasuk, we may not cut the pasuk either. That's why Rav doesn't like Shmuel's opinion. Ushmuel amar posek, and Shmuel says you do cut the pasuk. Mi paskinan v'amar Rabbi Chanina karat sar gadol hayeli yetsar Rabbi Chanina agadol v'lo hitili livsok el tinoka shel beshab and holul islamid asuyin. How could Shmuel say to cut the pasuk in half? Don't you know Rabbi Chanina used to say that when I used to teach children chumash, it was like a very big deal that the only time you're ever allowed to cut a pasuk in half is if you're teaching kids, and saying the whole pasuk at one time is too much for them to handle. So when you're teaching kids, remember in first grade, how did they, second grade, third grade, how did they teach a chumash? Vayidaber Hashem, and Hashem spoke el Moshe to Moshe. Why don't they just say Vayidaber Hashem Moshe leima blah 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 blah? And it means blah blah blah, because you're never going to remember all that. So for a little kid, you need to cut up a pasuk. But other than that, never ever ever. If it's not for a kid, we can never cut up a pasuk. So how does Shmuel deal with that? How does Shmuel allow cutting up a pasuk? So Shmuel would answer, Shmuel, Hasam over there by the children, time am I, why do we let them cut up the pasuk? Mishum delo efshar. The only reason we let it for the kids is because there's no other way to teach them. Well, guess what? Hachanami lo efshar. There's no other way to do it when dividing five psukim. The only way to divide five psukim into aliyos is by cutting it up. So the rule according to Shmuel is that when you have no choice, you're allowed to cut up a pasuk. What does it mean, no choice? If you're trying to teach kids, or if you have to divide it into two aliyos. Shmuel amar posek, my time alomar doleg. But why didn't Shmuel like Rav's idea of just repeating the pasuk? So gzeir mishumay nechnasin, v'gzeir mishumay yotzin. Because what if a person comes in late to shul and he misses the first aliyah and he hears you laning pasuk gimel dalet and hey for the second aliyah? What's he going to think? He's going to think that the first aliyah was made up of pasuk aleph and beis only, and that's only two pasukim. Or what if a guy leaves early? He leaves after the first aliyah. So he heard Aleph, Beis, and Gimel, but he sees there's only two psukim left in the parsha. So he's going to think that the next aliyah is only reading two psukim. So you can't give that wrong impression. So better to cut the pasuk, and that way no one will think the wrong thing. So main point number whatever, three is this, that even though the first section of Chumash has five psukim, we make two aliyos out of it. According to Rav, we repeat the middle pasuk. And according to Shmuel, we cut the middle pasuk. We split. Split's a better word. We split the middle pasuk. According to Rav, we repeat the middle pasuk. According to Shmuel, we split the middle pasuk. Because Shmuel thinks this is a case where it's impossible to do anything else. Good, so now the Gemara is going to bring a brisa where we're going to have a kasha from this brisa on both Rav and Shmuel. Meisve, the Gemara says, we have a brisa about Kriyas HaTorah in general. Parsha Shisha Psukim Karnos HaBishnayim. If you have a parsha that's six psukim, you can have two aliyos in six psukim. Shel Chamisha B'Yachid. But if there's five psukim, you can only have one aliyah. Vimarishon kore shlosha, and if the first aliyah reads three psukim from it, hasheni kore shnayim miparsha zu, ve'echon miparsha acheres. The next aliyah has to read the remaining two psukim in this parsha, and then the first pasuk of the next parsha, because you gotta have three. V'yeshom rim, and some say shlosha, that the second aliyah will finish the last two pesukim of this parsha and the first three of the next parsha, not just the first one, because there's another rule. L'fi she'ein maschilin beparsha pachas mishlosha pesukim. You can never start a parsha and read less than three pesukim into the parsha. Whenever you go into a new parsha, you got to go at least three pesukim into the new parsha. So ask the Gemara. This price is against both Rav and Shmuel. Why? What would Rav tell you to do if you had five pesukim and you needed to get two aliyos?
Just repeat.
And what would Shmuel tell you to do? Split it. So Lamandi Amar Doleg Lidlog. According to Rav, just repeat it. Lamandi Amar Posek Livsok. According to Shmuel, just split it. So it says Mara Shiny Asam. The Bryce is talking about Kriyas HaTorah the whole year around. Di Isle Ravcha, where you have the ability to add more psukim to it. So when you have the ability to add more psukim, both Rav and Shmuel agree, it's not a good idea to try to repeat or split. That's when you have no other choice, where you're given five psukim and you can't lay in any more than those five. Good, so that's when you'll repeat, you'll split, you'll do something like that. But if you have wiggle room, you have the ability to just keep on reading, so then for sure you'd keep on reading. Okay, we will, that is Chav Zayin Amin Beis. We'll stop there.